Thank you for meeting with me. I know you have a pretty busy schedule, so I'm so happy you could make time for me. So, how are you? I'm not trying to waste your time. I'm just making a conversation. How else am I supposed to start this talk? Of course, you want me to get straight to the point. Listen, I know we ended things a while ago, but I miss you. Where are you going? Excuse me? Hey, I'm talking to you. It's kind of rude. But I get it. I just come out of nowhere and practically tell you I still love you. But it's the truth. I do still love you. Well, maybe you think you don't love me, but what if you're just upset, remembering how we broke up? It was a very, very emotional day. You said some things, I said some things, and I let my family get in the way. I shouldn't have allowed them to tell me what to do. And I regret it every day. I love you and I miss you and I don't care what they say anymore. I won't let their words get between us. I love you. That's it? Just okay? Just... What else are you expecting? I thought if I told you, you would understand. Okay. I know you tried to warn me that they were trying to control me. I didn't listen. I'm really bad with family. But look, I'm better. I'm taking control of my life and I want you back. So what do you say? Just, do you want to start again? You know, like, go on dates and become official again. I'll be your girlfriend again and everything will be perfect. Well, this time it will be, since I won't be listening to my family. They wanted me to be with someone who was... had a... I don't know, a wealthy career. And I let them convince me to go on a date with them. But there was no spark or magic. It wasn't like what we had. I... probably shouldn't have said all that. I probably should have waited until after the first date. Our first date. Second first date. And then we could have laughed about it. So let's pretend I didn't say anything and... What do you mean it's too late? Have you moved on, or... Oh, then it's not too late. We can still... What do you mean? But you're not seeing anyone, and I'm not seeing anyone. No, it was just one date with them. I'm really... easily pushed over, you know. So, yeah, I listened to my family. I didn't I should have listened to you. They always just think about money and wealth and what I could give to them. And they thought if I was with someone wealthier, I could give it to them. And that is awful. I shouldn't have allowed myself to be a pushover. So after that first date, I said no. I said this wasn't for me. And then I waited a couple months because I didn't know how to approach you. But now I do. By telling you I miss you and I love you. So, you look upset. Well, if you look at it like that, then I guess technically I broke up with you to go on a date with someone else. I guess I didn't really think of it like that. I kind of focused on the family part. But I don't love that person. I love you. Too bad? That's all you have to say? It's too bad. I deserve that. I mean, what was I expecting? To just break your heart and then to show up months later? Telling you that I love you. And everything would just be fine. Listen, it was an honest mistake. You don't have to leave yet. We can talk about this. Let's sit down. Let's just unwind and breathe and really talk about this. Sure, we have a lot to talk about. We can talk about, well, there's my family. I could tell you about how I guess I already kind of covered them. I don't let them push me around anymore. Although I guess they're kind of upset because they can't use me anymore. I can tell you about that guy. He's probably the last person you want to hear about. I can tell you about my love for you. Or we can talk about a date. Maybe plan something. You can tell me what you've been up to. Yeah, since I broke up with you. I can tell you how sorry I am. How I immediately regretted that decision. How you're my everything, and I know that you're the love of my life. I guess I already knew that, but like I said, I'm a pushover. You're not. You're not like me. I could apologize over and over and over again. But you're not like me. That's good. It's good you're not a pushover. It's good that you can stand up for yourself and not take me back after what I did to you. Sorry. I really thought today would go differently. I thought, oh, I guess it was just my fantasy. Just overthinking, just daydreaming that this would end perfectly. It was really good seeing you again. Yeah, you're busy. Thank you for taking time out of your day to listen to me. Goodbye. I love you. Not that it matters. No. I guess it doesn't really matter anymore. Bye.